إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود شریف پڑھ لیں.
اللهم صل على
سيدنا محمد. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, anyone given the opportunity to make ziyarah of Baytullah Sharif and Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the truth of the matter is that even when he returns back home, the memories of the beautiful city Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara never seem to vacate the mind and soul. And I am sure these are the symptoms right now for many of the Hujjaj that have returned back to their destination. No matter what, subhanallah, Allah has kept this attraction in Baytullah Sharif and Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two most blessed locations. And it is for this reason, inshallah, in tonight's session, I wish to cover how memorable it must have been for the Sahaba, the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for them to accompany Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Rasulullah made intention for Hajj. What an honor it must be for the companions, subhanallah. Some of the scenes that you witness even today, when you go towards Babu Salam and the different faces you see, different languages, people dressed up in their own traditional clothes, and the love they have for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, standing in front of him, thousands and thousands of people passing from one end to the other end. And when it comes to giving salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, you see people crying, weeping, the love that they have. The love is visible on their faces. You even see some lifting up their hands and greeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. This is the power, honor Allah gave, status, maqam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And whilst in Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, every step that you take, you just wonder. These are the precious spots and portions of the buq'a, lands. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have passed from here. Sahaba ikram ajma'in must have passed from here. And for the companions to be in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to perform hajj, that is indeed a great honor. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission of Hajj was one of the very last tasks given to him. Very last. Scholars have mentioned that the Hajj of Rasulullah was in the 10th year of Hijri. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given subtle indication to many of the individual companions that time has come very, very close now. that the mission given to me is about to complete, and when the mission is completed, the nabuwat, the sharia, the ahkam, the rules and regulations, when they have been explained to the ummah, my wish is to visit my Lord. In the 10th year of Hijri, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even dispatched Hazrat Mu'az ibn al-Jabal as a governor for Yemen, and said to him that, Mu'az, possibly when you return back you might not see me. And this is on the 10th year of Hijri. Possibly when you return back you might not see me. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was informing the companions, explaining to them that the time is very, very close. My expiry, my demise, my time to leave this dunya is very, very close. Hazrat Mu'az ibn al-Jabal started to cry. He said, Ya Rasulullah, if this is the case, you want me to leave Madinatul Munawwara and you deprive me from your company. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded him of this great responsibility that Allah has put on the shoulders of this ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best ummah. You are ambassadors for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your duty is to spread Islam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him comfort and said to him, Ya Mu'az, wherever you go, wherever your death comes, if you have taqwa, if you die in the state of taqwa, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will resurrect you close to me. You will be standing next to me, wherever you die, but Allah will bring you closer to me. النَّاسُ أَوْلَى بِي الْمُتَّقُونَ. The closest people to me on the day of Qiyamah are the companions and those who are muttaqeen. It was only words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that gave comfort to Hazrat Mu'az ibn al-Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, and he left Madinatul Munawwara. Even 1 year before the 9th Hijri of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr Siddiq that I am appointing you as an Amir for all the Hujjaj. The Ummah that wishes to perform Hajj, you are the Amir. Scholars have mentioned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not perform Hajj with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq but made him the Amir for one reason. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the method to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq how to perform Hajj, and his duty was to make sure that all the pagan customs that the mushrikeen were performing during Hajj were all completely abolished, preparing the platform for the year to come. So when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to perform Hajj, thousands and thousands of people were to accompany him. Strict Sharia rules and regulations are given to the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, an indication here, subhanallah, that the Khilafat will be given to who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his demise, appoints and selects Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq as an Amir, subhanallah. And that is why also one picture, when you are in front of the Kaaba, you want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you have made us from the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at, and that we are Sunni Muslims. This is great privilege and great honor that Allah has given us, Sunni Muslims. That we are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at, we follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have deep love for the companions. And that we love Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, we love Hazrat Umar Farooq, we love Hazrat Uthman, we love the Ahl Bayt, we love Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, we love every Sahabi, Muhajir and Ansar. And this is the meaning of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi used to say, in the Qabristan here in Jannatul Baqi, 10,000 companions are resting. 10,000 companions. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave information to the people of Medina that he has made intention to perform Hajj. He did not announce officially, but people knew, the companions knew, and all the Sahaba, the companions, were preparing. کہ بھئی حج کرنا ہے حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ساتھ. سبحان اللہ. Scholars have mentioned it was on the 24th of Zilqa'dah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Friday. The month was February. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah and he officially announced and he said that very soon I will leave Madinatul Munawwara with the intention to perform Hajj. When news broke out, it is said that thousands and thousands of Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'een flooded into Madinatul Munawwara. Flooded into Madinatul Munawwara. By the Asr time, Allama Zarqani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that 130,000 companions were in the surroundings of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 130. In fact, majority of the companions hold this opinion that it is impossible for anyone to quantify the right figure. Ke bhai kitne log the, it's impossible. On your right, on your left, this ocean of people. And like how Mi'raj was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Hajj of Rasulullah was nothing less in terms of spirituality. The events that unfolded for Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam in Mi'raj, subhanallah, similar events occurred in the time period that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Madinatul Munawwara until the end of Hajj. In fact, if I would say that it was a mobile madrasa and masjid for the companions, those who were juhala, illiterate Bedouins who came in the company of Rasulullah during Hajj became great scholars. Those who were unaware became aware. Those who were illiterate, subhanallah, became enlightened with knowledge, with nur. Subhanallah. Those that were dull and lazy, they became, subhanallah, attentive to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was all about spirituality. Everything was taken in those few days from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi lazim, I cannot do justice to the Hajj of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one session. Scholars have recorded every minute of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that even that honorable barber who shaved the head of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is mentioned. And those that were on the right hand side, those that were on the left hand side, all the companions that were on the right and left, their names are also mentioned. Every detail of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. On the 24th of Zilqa'dah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this announcement. So many people were coming in Madinatul Munawwara. On the 25th of Zilqa'dah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did al-wida to Madinatul Munawwara. And he stopped at a point what we know as Dhul Hulayfa. Dhul Hulayfa. Today even alhamdulillah, those that make ziyarah of Masjid Nabawi and enter into Makkah, usually the stop is at Dhul Hulayfa. The government has made and built a beautiful masjid with all the facilities. You have shower rooms, you have toilets, masajid, beautiful masjid there. Everything is well structured. That is the area where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at. And in the night, Huzur alayhi salatu was salam saw a dream. The next morning, he related that dream to some of the companions. He said that in the night, an angel came to me and said to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a blessed valley, perform 2 rakat and make intention of Hajj and Umrah. Make intention of Hajj and Umrah. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to the companions. 130,000 plus, not to forget that excluding the companions that were already settled in the city of Makkah and the companions that were coming from Yemen, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala and were coming from Yemen, all the sacrificial animals were coming from Yemen to make ziyarah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina. So many, many companions. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Zuhr Salah on the 26th made ghusl, and as mentioned today also Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an had extracted from the zarira plant this special liquid which was itr that the Arabs used, and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam loved itr, and she rubbed it on the head, the beard and the body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam then performed ghusl, and after ghusl he put on his ihram, he read his zuhr salah and he made intention and he said labbaik allahumma labbaik labbaik la sharika lak. Subhanallah. Imagine the talbiyah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they heard the talbiyah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everyone recited the talbiyah. Historians have even mentioned, just to quote here one historical fact, that in Zul Hulayfa, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was born. Hazrat Asma bint Umays gave birth to Muhammad bin Abu Bakr, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, whilst the caravan, the kafla, was leaving for Hajj. She was in that state. And she gave birth to Muhammad bin Abu Bakr. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. The mother was Asma bint Umays, and told Hazrat Asma bint Umays that you clean yourself and carry on, and you carry on until you are in that state to perform Hajj, but make niyyah for your Hajj. And she also joined the kafla. It is said that in Madinatul Munawwara, again just some facts, it would be better for us to note. In Madinatul Munawwara, after the arrival of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first child to be born is Abdullah bin Zubair. Abdullah bin Zubair. In Zul Hulayfa, the first child to be born is Muhammad bin Abu Bakr. In Madinatul Munawwara, after the arrival of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first child born is Abdullah bin Zubair. He was born in Quba. And when he was born, subhanallah, the mother came running to Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. Scholars have mentioned that even before the milk of the mother, the first thing that entered the stomach of Abdullah bin Zubair was the saliva of Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. The saliva of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he did tahniq khajur that entered the stomach. Subhanallah, what a precious soul Abdullah bin Zubair must be. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for that child. These were the giants amongst the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, respected brothers. When they were born, the children would come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua for them. 26th of Zul Qa'da, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaves Zul Hulayfa. It took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on an average of 8 days to get to Makkatul Mukarramah, which is very, very reasonable. Generally, it took the travelers 8 days from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarramah at a normal speed. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam got to Madinatul Munawwara, it was the 4th of Zilhijjah. The 4th of Zilhijjah. The first action of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he entered Baytullah Sharif, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam went towards Hajar al-Aswad, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissed the Hajar, the black stone. The black stone. Subhanallah. And then he said to me that there was a punching contest this year, and people were punching each other in that area where Hajar al-Aswad is. Huh? Subhanallah. I happened to just cross that line of and did just istilam, and I just looked at the people there and I said, "Nay, bhai. Ye apna kaam nahi hai, mashallah. Just get away." Subhanallah, some of the women that are there, and the women want to get there and kiss the stone, and they tend to push out the men folks. Allahu Akbar, in auraton se shaadi ki jaye to kya ho? Hai Musa bhai? They were actually pushing out the men and want to kiss the black stone. Subhanallah al-azim, Allahu Akbar. But what a beautiful scene the haram is, the mataf is, subhanallah. What a beautiful scene. From after Asr, you just sit in the mataf and look at the beautiful Kaaba. Or sit in Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, and look at the Rawza and read durood and recite the Quran. Look at, subhanallah, and imagine Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam's masjid. Abdullah alayhi wa sallam kissed the hajar. After that, Abdullah alayhi wa sallam made tawaf. One mas'ala, that anyone who comes from outside, there is no tahiyyatul masjid for masjidul haram. There is no tahiyyatul masjid for masjidul haram. Tahiyyatul masjid is for the other mosques. For masjidul haram, the tahiyya is tawaf. For masjidul haram, the tahiyya is tawaf. Unless you don't have an opportunity to do tawaf and you are sitting in the masjid and one wishes to perform a tahiyyatul masjid, scholars have given permission. But if you enter Masjidul Haram, the tahiyya, the greeting of the masjid is not by two rakats, but by doing tawaf of the Kaaba. This is what the scholars have mentioned, and this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed tawaf. The first three circuits were done in speed. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it quickly, and the rest of the four were in normal speed, walking normally from one side to the other side. After the tawaf, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went towards the platform of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, what we know as Maqame Ibrahim. Allah has said, وَاتَّخِذُ مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the maqam and he read the verses and he said, وَاتَّخِذُ مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went behind the maqam and read two rakats, which are wajib in the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. In the first rakat, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, and in the second rakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Qul huwallahu ahad. After performing two rakats, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned back to the black stone Hajar Aswad and kissed it again. And this is sunnah. A lot of the brothers miss that opportunity. If you can't kiss, then what you need to do is istilam. So when you move from Maqam Ibrahim, you return back before your sa'i, you do istilam of the Hajarul Aswad. A lot of people lift up the hands completely. That is not the case. But when you're doing istilam around the when you're doing tawaf, and every time you go around, you just lift your hands to your chest, imagining that you were kissing the Hajar. You were kissing the Hajar. So according to your height, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed the black stone. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his tawaf, went towards Safa and Marwa. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even climbed the mountain of Safa. When he climbed the mountain of Safa, a lot of the companions were with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that nobody could see the Safa mountain. So many of the companions were with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. He read the verses which Shaykh Dawood just read today in Isha Salah. What did he read? Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah, faman hajja al-bayta wa'tamara fala junaha alayhi an yattawafa bihima. These are the verses that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, and then he read the tasbih. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, له الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أنجز وعده وهزم الأحزاب وحده ونصر عبده. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم is making dua that Allah fulfilled his promise, Allah helped his servant, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has abolished the system of paganism, the jahiliyyah system that was there before the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that the mushrikeen would do tawaf completely naked. Completely naked. They would take out their clothes. And the aqidah, belief was, that how is it possible for anyone to do tawaf of the Kaaba in the clothes that we sin in? And so they would do tawaf naked. Until this ayat kareema was revealed. Ya bani Adam, khuzu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. So when you enter the masjid, make sure you wear the best clothes. Like how we dress up for Eid, every time you go to the masjid, you must put on your best clothes. And this is the sunnah and the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the sa'i of Safa and Marwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even give tawfiq to the authority in charge that they preserve Islamic heritage. That they preserve Islamic heritage. With all the good that is there, the negative side is, aliyazu billah, if you delay your Hajj and Umrah, you're missing out from seeing some beautiful Islamic heritage and Islamic sites that are there. Right now there is no Marwa. Right now there is no Marwa. In the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in our times, people would go and stand on the mountain of Marwa. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did Sa'i of Safa and Marwa. After completing his Sa'i, scholars have mentioned that the Hajj of Rasulullah was Qiran. Was? Qiran. Now, there is ikhtilaf. Some have said that no, it was Tamattu. Some have said no, it was Ifrad. Scholars have said, any type of Hajj that you do, it is the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions who did not have a sacrificial animal that they should take off the ihram and do tamattu. First they did not want to do tamattu, but Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that if I knew what I know now, I would have done exactly what I am telling you. And only after that the companions shaved their heads and some of them did tamattu and some of them were in that state of qiran. And it is also sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform Hajj Ifrad. So anything what you do, whatever you do, it is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qiran is very, very difficult in a sense, unless you go a few days before, that's okay. But if you go 3 to 4 weeks before, and if you want to do Qiran, it is extremely difficult. Generally, the easy way out is to perform tamattu or do ifrad. These are the masail of Hajj, subhanallah. Like the masail of zakat, subhanallah, very, very complex. There is so much detail. In the same manner, the masail of Hajj, there is so much detail. And then you have the masail, the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, the fiqh of Imam Malik, the fiqh of Imam Shafi'i. And the reason is, you have so many narrators narrating the Hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You have so many ahadith. We have chapters in the books of ahadith as Kitabul Hajj. كيف حج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. How did Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم perform his Hajj? Subhanallah, after performing Safa, Marwa, Sa'i and Tawaf, on the 8th of Zilhijjah, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم sat on his camel Qaswa and went towards Mina. In Mina, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم performed Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr Salah. In between, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a brief khutbah explaining to the different tribes that were there the method of performing Hajj, and also the different delegation and tribes that came, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would meet them. On the 9th of Zilhijjah, subhanallah, which is the day of Arafat. But is saal ko kehte na Hajj Akbari. Allah Pak, Hajj Akbari, Hajj Makbool ho. Hajj kya ho? Makbool ho, Hajj Mabroor ho. That is the main thing. Allah accept your Hajj. Yawmul Arafah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions that Hajj is Arafah. The main function of Hajj is Arafah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the place of Arafat has been chosen for you because this was the place that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had chosen for himself. It was selected by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and in memory of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the area that he chose has become the farz of Hajj. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even said that I saw Shaitan on the day of Arafat and he was in the state of skin and bones, very thin, weak and feeble. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when he looks at the ummah crying and repenting with sincerity, it affects him. And it even affects him when you are pelting at the jamarat. When you are pelting, when you throw the stone at the shaitan, it even affects him. For Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, special tent in an area of Namara, the companions were there. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam rested in the tent for a few hours. When the sun had declined, that is the time Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out. The companions were even announcing that stand where you are standing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come out And the khutbah that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam delivered on Yawm al-Arafah, subhanAllah, even the Christians have read the khutbah, and it is considered to be the main declaration for human rights. The main declaration for human rights. The three main essential points for every human being: security of life, security of honor, and security of wealth. You have three things, you have everything. Security of life, security of wealth, security of honor. Today, you may have security of life, but you have no security of honor. Free speech, people infiltrate, come to your masjid, come to your madaris, and they ask you questions, and they want to know who you exactly are, subhanAllah. And with free speech, they can swear at you, do whatever they want. And in the khutbah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secured the first three things: security of life, security of wealth, and security of honor. The Arabs would loot each other, would take anything, any possession they wanted. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a stop to all that. That khutbah, subhanAllah, my respected brothers, we haven't got time in this one session to cover all the points, but just the few main points of the khutbah. I have it with me here, photocopied. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's method of speaking, that is something to note, reminding the companions all the time that, are you listening to me? هَلْ تَدْرُونَ أَيُّ يَوْمٍ هَذَا? Do you know what day it is today? Everybody knew what day it is today. But the method of speaking, that how important it is, that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to close the door of Nabuwat. Everything will complete. Are you listening to me attentively? Do you know what day it is? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the valley of Arafat, the plains of Arafat, he said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O people, اسْمَعُوا قَوْلِي, listen to me. فَإِنِّي لَا أَدْرِي لَعَلِّي لَا أَلْقَاكُمْ بَعْدَ آمِي هَذَا بِهَذَا الْمَوْكَفِ أَبَدًا. Maybe you will not see me again here. Maybe you will not see me after this year again. So listen to me very, very carefully. And the translation, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. It is unlawful for you to shed the blood of one another or take unlawfully the fortunes of one another. To kill someone. To kill someone. Allahu Akbar. And how is it to kill someone on the day of Eid? Huh? Mm. How is it to kill someone on the day of Eid? Where are human rights gone? 2 billion Muslims. What about the feelings of the Ummah? What about the feelings of all the Muslims around in the world? When we wake up, we say Eid Mubarak, people are preparing, subhanAllah, to go for their salah, the khutbah, and a slap on the face of 2 billion Muslims. A slap. We have a list of dictators in the world today. A list of dictators. List of dictators. But this game that is being played, pick and choose, pick and choose, pick and choose, pick and choose. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Eid, on the day of Arafah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that your blood, subhanAllah, every human being, not just the Muslims, that your blood is haram, as in it is valued. Like how the house of Allah is sacred. Like how Kaaba is sacred, like how Makkatul Mukarramah is sacred, life is sacred. Your wealth is sacred, your honor is sacred. The very first khutbah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What has happened, my respected brothers and elders? This is the dunya that we live in. And this is just the starting. It will get more difficult for the ummah. More difficult. These are the signs of Qiyamah. This is something that we should expect. Furthermore, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, I put under my feet all the other systems of jahiliyyah, pagan customs, and that now we follow the sharia, the rules and regulations that I have elaborated for you what I have said as what is my sunnah. And then the third section, very important. Imagine on the day of Arafah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam talks about the rights of women. On the day of Arafah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving khutbah and he talks about the rights of women. And the world is saying that Islam does not give rights to women. Al-Hajju Arafah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِي النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. O men folks, fear Allah in your women that you have taken. Fear Allah in the women that you have chosen as your spouses, your partners, as the lady who is in your nikah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Look at the words that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses. Allah's Nabi is saying that this is an amanat from Allah given to you. A woman is an amanat of Allah given to you. Has any Nabi spoke of a woman like that? Subhanallah. Bi amanatillah. It is an amanat that Allah has given to you. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. Allah's Nabi is saying that they are loyal to you. You have to be loyal to them. Be good with them. And you have a right. You have to make sure that you treat them with equality and that you show your love and mercy to them. This khutbah, Allahu Akbar, just this subject, scholars have written, not books, volumes. Volumes. Just on one section of the khutbah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi speaks of women, Allah's Nabi speaks of security of life, security of honor, Allah's Nabi speaks of wealth, the izzah that is given. Allah's Nabi even says, إِنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَكُمْ أَلَا فَعْبُدُ رَبَّكُمْ. O people, I am not succeeded by a prophet and you are not succeeded by any nation. Allah's Nabi explains here the importance of khatm nabuwat, that this is the last ummah. And after every explanation, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam points at the 130,000 companions that are there and says to them, are you listening to me? Wa antum tusaaluna anti fama antum qailun. If Allah was to ask you about me, the message, what would you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they said, nashhadu annaka qad balagta wa addayta wa nasahta. We bear witness, we would say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah's Nabi, oh Allah, Allah's Nabi has conveyed the message. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed the message. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lift up his finger towards the heaven and he would say, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allah, you be the witness. This is how important it was for a Nabi that he has to continue with tabligh. Tabligh means to impart. Tabligh means to impart knowledge. This was the duty of every Nabi. And finally, very briefly, just some points here. The khutbah is very long. After the khutbah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these verses were revealed. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. The very last, one of the few last verses of the Quran to be revealed on Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When these verses were revealed, the companions knew that now all the Sharia rules have been explained. All the Sharia rules have been explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Kitna behtareen tarjumah hai. Have chosen Islam as your religion. Subhanallah. When these verses were revealed, the next day was Yawmun Nahar, the day as we know as Eid al-Azha. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pelted the bigger shaitan. Nowadays, the shaitan is quite big, isn't it? Very, very big. Ahmed, you've seen the shaitan first before us, haven't you? MashaAllah. The shaitan is very big, so it's very, very, very easy to pelt the shaitan. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the pelting. After that, scholars have mentioned Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam himself sacrificed 63 camels. 63 camels. After that, in total 100 camels were slaughtered. The rest was by the hands of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And then all the companions gathered around Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was time for halaq. It was time for halaq. Allahu Akbar. And this is an ajeeb scene, even written in the books of seerah. At the time of halaq, all the companions were there. It is said that every hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given to the companions. Ek baal zameen ke upar nahi gaya. Every hair, every portion of the hair was given to the companions that were there. Allahu Akbar. This is barakah that the companions received from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the last 3 days, Ayyam al-Tashriq, of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again delivered another khutbah and explained to the people the importance of following the sunnah, the sharia, explained to them all the fundamentals, the 5 pillars, and scholars have mentioned the very famous verse of the Quran which we read in Surah Al-Maghrib, in Maghrib Salah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. This surah was revealed to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the last 3 days, what we know as Ayyame Tashriq. When this verse was revealed, some of the companions knew straight away. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala knew straight away. Allah says that when the help of Allah and victory comes, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ, and when you see people entering in their droves into Islam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, then glorify the name of Allah and do istighfar. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا, Allah is the one who accepts from you all the tawbah, the repentance that you do. It is said that when this verse was revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isolated himself and was continuously engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tasbihat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also recorded in the books of ahadith. Frequently he would utter the words, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, and he would say, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli zambin wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah rabbi. The hajj was performed on the 10th of Hijri, and right at the beginning of the 11th Hijri, 12th Rabiul Awwal, Monday morning, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. So this was the very last mission task given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers, right now, the only thing that I can picture is the Haram and Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is for this reason that we dedicate this session for the companions, Sahaba Kiram Ajma'een, and how memorable it must have been for them to perform Hajj with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the next session, we will continue with our subject, the seerah and the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala. Dua kalli. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allah is majlis ko qabool farma. Allah ye naujawan log baithe hue hain. Allah duniya ko chhod kar Allah teri pana mein aaye hain. Allah hamari is majlis ko qabool farma. Maula tu bahana dhoondta hai, ye ek bahana ban jaye. Allah tu humse razi ho ja. Allah jo log haj se aaye unke haj ko مقبول فرما مبرور فرما اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہو اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا جیسے صحابہ کرام اجمعین سے تو راضی ہو گیا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے جو دنیا سے چلے گئے یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما جنہوں نے کہا ہے دعاؤں میں یاد رکھنے کے لیے اللہ ان کی جائز حاجت کو پورا فرما اللہ جو مقروض ہے غیب کے خزانے سے یا اللہ ان کے قرض کو بری فرما دے اللہ رحیم ہمیں شفا دے اللہ رحیم ہمیں شفا دے اللہ ہمیں برکت دے ہر لحاظ سے ہمیں برکت دے صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.